Your Holiness. Hello, I've wished to speak with you for a while now. I just, couldn't get the chance. walk with me? I understand if you're busy or something that you might not be able to, but, maybe some other time if you are busy? You're not. Okay, great. So let's walk. I have a couple things to discuss with you. I know I've been here for about a week now. And all my wounds are healed and better, thanks to you. And I've decided that it's time for me to take my leave. Well, don't act so shocked. I mean, this was bound to happen one day. I mean, I don't live here. I was simply a wounded warrior stumbling in from unknown territory. In fact, I was surprised I wasn't murdered on the spot. After all, I am a stranger coming in with weapons and... But then you came along, and under your vow to love all and take care of all, you helped me. You helped me recover. And I am eternally in your debt for that. You stayed with me and helped heal my wounds. You fixed my bandages and you fed me and gave me something to drink. And I am forever indebted to you. However, I cannot remain here forever. I must go back to my hometown and make sure everything is all right there. The time spent here was amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Do I have anything to go back to? I mean, yeah, I do. Poverty. Pain. Anguish under a corrupt government. That's why I'm hurt in the first place. Rebelling. And this is where it got me. This is where it got some of my comrades. Though, some of them weren't as lucky as I was. But that doesn't mean anything. My parents, are they worried? I don't know my parents. I was picked up by, a random man, and he trained me to fight. His wife could not have a child, so they took me in as their own. However, he was a good man, but he was quite brutal. He would say things he didn't mean, especially when drunk, and sometimes he would just go out of control with my training. He would make me work and train until I physically could not stand up any longer. It's why my hands are so calloused. It was not easy living with him. And once I became of age, I left and I promised him that I would fight as he taught me. But it was time for me to live on my own. They were killed recently in the rebellion before this one. So, honestly, I don't have anything to go back to. I have friends, but even though we all live right next door, I don't really talk to them anymore. We're too busy fearing for our lives or scrounging for food, or taking care of our wives and our children or husbands. Am I married? No. I was quite a regular at the tavern, though. Oh, I'm sorry, that was quite vulgar of me to imply, especially in front of you, Your Holiness. I don't have to call you that. I mean, I insist, you are of a holy stature. You are a priest. I can call you by your name. Are you sure? That doesn't feel right. That's your name? It's a lovely name. I'm quite uncomfortable calling you by name right now, but maybe soon. but anyway, back to the topic at hand. I hate to ask this of you, especially after you've done so much for me. But if it's possible, may I take some of the food from the church kitchens all along with me? Yes, just enough to get me back to my hometown. It's about a 3-day walk from here. I assure you, I'm just fine. Obviously, I made it here, wounded very horribly, might I add. I'm sure getting back completely healed will be no problem. Huh? You want me to stay? Thank you so much, Your Holiness. I can't, though. I must return and help my fellow comrades. I cannot abandon them. They need me. Yes, I know it's foolish that to just go back to people who I don't even talk to anymore and spend my life struggling. Stay here. I can't possibly a sinner like me. No way. Start over. I cannot start over from the crimes that I've committed against humanity, against God. I am a murderer. I've killed people. I've burned houses down. I've stabbed soldiers. I've done so many horrible things. To protect who? Myself? I'm selfish. And a sinner like me does not belong in a church like this. It does not belong to stand beside such a holy priest like you. Especially because No, it's nothing. I insist it's nothing. I know it's been a week, and I haven't known you for that long, but we did spend a lot of time together, and oh God, I can't say this. No, I won't tell you. You didn't have to grab me like that. Okay, I'll tell you. I have fallen in love with you. Yes, I know. I've fallen in love with the priest. I'm so foolish. But I can't help it. You're so kind to me, and I've never felt love like this before. I've had, you know, lustful thoughts. When I would go to the taverns and I would just blow the nights away with random men I would meet after drinking way too much wine. And I just, meeting you, someone so pure, so delicate, so friendly, someone who only cares for my well-being and not just my body, I have fallen for you, Your Holiness. But I know my place still. You are a priest, you cannot marry. Not that I want to marry, I just, you cannot have anyone. Not that I would have you, or I wouldn't, or that's not what I, no. Okay, it's all coming out wrong. What I'm saying is I greatly appreciate you, and it has turned into a very warm love, and I just, please, may I have some food so I may be on my way? I'm sorry, this is very unlike me, and I... Your Holiness, I... You cannot do this. You're a priest. Oh, gosh, though, I'm filthy. How can you do this? This is against everything that you were raised to be taught, and I don't... Be quiet. Okay, I can be quiet. You've fallen for me as well. That makes me so happy. No, it doesn't make me happy. You're in grave danger. If someone were to have caught that, you could be casted out and lashed. I am not worth the risk. But I'm going to leave now. Stay. I can't stay. I can't. Not when there are people in my town waiting for me, and not when I could get you in trouble. I don't. No. Please don't rub my arms. They're bare. I don't want you to sully yourself. Your pure hands uncalloused. So soft against my skin. No. Please, Your Holiness. Stay. You keep saying that. Like, the more you say it, the more I'm going to want to stay. And you know what? I hate to admit it, but you're right. I do want to stay. But I can't risk. I can't. Someone might hear us. Please, we must stop. Oh God, please, Your Holiness, this is dirty. This is sinful. We're not even in wedlock, let alone you being a priest. Oh, no, please. Please. Yes, right there. Kiss me right there. Right on my collarbone. Yes, I'm sensitive there. Oh, please. Oh, fuck. Please pardon my language for saying such vulgar words in a church while doing such vulgar things. Oh, I can't imagine. Oh, silence, okay. I'm sorry, I'll be quiet. Oh, yes, I want this. Yes, I do. Please. Please. God, yes. Oh, my God. Where are your hands going? Please, no. Putting your hands in my trousers. Don't do that. I thought priests, aren't they supposed to be virgins? Why are you acting so experienced? How is this possible? You've fantasized? You've practiced? That's such a sin for someone like you to be participating in these lustful thoughts. Are you a virgin then? You are? Oh God. Oh please. Wait, if you finger me like that, I can't. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. I can't. Oh my God. Please, Your Holiness, please. Take me right here. Take me right here up against this altar. Please. Oh, please. Oh, I can't believe I'm gonna say this. I'm going to orgasm. Please. Oh, don't stop, please. Why did you stop? Please continue, please. You want to have me? You want to have me before I orgasm? Oh, Your Holiness, please. I can't. There's no way. I was just begging. I know, in the moment, I was struck with lust. And I did want you to have me, but... No, my mind is clearing. This is not... Oh, fuck it all. Take me. Please take me immediately. Please take my trousers off. Yes, I am very wet for you. Please. Please, let me be your first. And if you ever get nervous at any point through, let me take over. I am much more experienced than you are, despite you being such a lustful beast who's practiced. Let me remove your robes and your trousers. Such elegant robes, about to be discarded to the floor. Like you're some common harlot. Oh, you blushed at that statement. Cute. All right, there are your robes. Now, your trousers. Just don't take them off all the way. Just pull them down enough so you have quite a fine cock there, Your Holiness. Should I call you your sinfulness? I'm going to grab your cock and stroke it. How does that feel? The way you're biting your lip, you've never been touched like a woman like this before, have you? I'm glad to be your first. Oh, you look so beautiful. Your head tilted back, mouth open in pleasure. I can't wait for you. I cannot wait for you. Please, kiss me. Kiss me. I'm going to spread my legs, okay? you're gaping, looking down at me. Do you like how wet my cunt is? This is all for you. Come here, come closer. Yes, I'm gonna sit up on this altar. My legs spread for you. Now come in between my legs. I'm gonna grab your hips so you can bring you closer. Just right. Yeah. I'm gonna grab your cock and I'm gonna brush the head against my cunt. Oh, I'm ready. I am so ready. Please. Now, all you have to do, grab my hips, pull me forward, and sink your cock inside of me. And then, you will no longer be a virgin. Are you ready? Okay, go ahead. Oh my fuck. Oh, you're shaking, dear. Please do not shake. It's okay. No, it is not sinful. It is good. Oh, this is pleasure. This is heaven. Oh, yes, all the way in. All the way to the hilt. Yes. Oh, so good, so good, so good. How do you feel, my love? Good? Oh, that's so good. I feel good too. Exquisite. Now, I want you to pull out. Yes, pull. But not all the way. Good. Now push in. Oh, pull out again. And in. Oh, yes. In and out. In, out, in. Yes, just like that. No, now go faster, faster. Yes, this is it. This is what it feels like to be with another. Oh, fuck. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, you love this, don't you? If someone were to catch us right now. Oh, you would both surely be beaten to death. Oh, but by the look on your face, you don't care about that right now, do you? Oh, fuck, it's so good. Oh, yes, please, please continue thrusting into me like that. Oh, you're unnatural. You're unnatural, my love. Oh, keep going. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yes, please. Fuck. Oh, Lord Almighty. Burying your face into my neck. Oh, are you ashamed? Are you suddenly ashamed of what you're doing in a church on top of God's altar as a priest? Oh, fuck. I told you this would only lead down the wrong path. Oh, I'm gonna wrap my legs around you. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you hit me so much deeper that way. I'm gonna wrap my arms around you. Please wrap your arms around me. Yes. Yes, kiss my neck like that. Oh, fuck. Would you like to feel my breasts? Sure, go ahead. Slide your hands up my shirt. Feel me. Feel every inch of me. Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Hey, you know what would make me feel very good? Oh. Pinch my nipple. Yes. Oh, ah, not that hard. Yes. Oh, just like that. Yes. Massage it with your fingers as you continue to thrust into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, so good. I'm gonna rub my clit. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Are you close? Oh, yes, you are. Use your other hand and grab my buttocks. Yes. Fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yes, you can squeeze it as tightly as you want. Fuck. Oh, it's so good. So good. So good. Oh, are you close? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're going to orgasm inside me. Yes. Fill me with your seed. Oh, fuck. Yes. What if what? Well, don't stop. What if what? You get me pregnant? Oh, no, you won't. I've checked my cycles. We should be fine. Just keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. I'm close. I'm close. Oh, gosh. I'm about to come. Oh, I'm about to orgasm, please. Oh, your holiness, please. Oh, fuck me. Oh, gosh. Show me heaven. Show me heaven. Are you going to? Are you close to? Oh, yes, please. Oh, God. I'm close. Oh, coming. Yes. Come inside me. Yes. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Proceed. Fuck me up. Oh. Just lean against me and rest. Yes. You did so amazing. I'm so proud of you. Okay. It's good. Do you like it when I rub your hair? Does it feel good? Yes, you did. Such a good job. And now you get to face the council knowing what you just did with me. Oh, you're so cute burying your face in my neck like that. I'm so shy. Now, you know, I think I've decided to stay. You're looking at me so shocked. I know, I said I was going to leave, but knowing that we have such a sinful priest here, it's piqued my interest. So, what now, your sinfulness?